Have you ever heard anybody, especially maybe older people, say good day when they leave people?
Yes, I have.
Now, when you are leaving somebody's house after dark, what would you say to them?
Most of the time you say good night.
Now, if a person had to get up and start working, just as the sun comes into sight, you'd say he had to start at
daybreak.
Or sun up. Okay. And if he worked till the sun went out of sight, you'd say he had to work
sundown.
Okay. Now, if I said, what time did the sun rise this morning, you'd say, well, at 6 o'clock the sun
had risen.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd say, this morning I saw the sun
rise.
And now, if today is Tuesday, then Monday was, in terms of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. If today is Tuesday, then Monday was
yesterday.
And then Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
Now, if somebody had come to see you on Sunday, not this past Sunday, but the one before, you'd say they had come
Sunday before last.
Right. Okay. And if somebody were coming to see you, not this coming Sunday, but the one afterward, you'd say they were coming Sunday. They were not coming this next Sunday, but the one after that, you'd say they were coming.
Oh, I would usually refer to the date of Sunday after next.
Sunday after next, yeah, you might probably say. If somebody came and stayed with you about 2 weeks, you'd say they stayed
2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay. If you want to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time is it?
And then that person might look at their
watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock 8 o'clock, you'd say it was.
Did you repeat that?
Yeah, if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say it was.
Oh, I would say 7:10 or 7:15 or 7:30, whatever
okay.
Time it may
another
be.
Another way of saying 7:30 might be, especially the older people might say, instead of saying 7:30, might be.
Or. Sure, they would say 7:15.
Okay, have you ever heard them say half past?
Maybe
okay,
so, yes.
They say it.
Half past 7.
Yeah. Okay, now instead of saying 10:45, sometimes old people might say it's, instead of saying 15 till, they might say it's quarter to till. Yeah, right. If you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, now business was not very good last year, but I hope it will be better
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
the same.
Or the length of time would be, it happened exactly
the same time last year.
Okay. You might look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And on a day when you look up at the sky and there's no clouds around, and you'd say, well, I think we're going to have a
beautiful day.
Okay. And then if it's the opposite kind of day, if it's not really pretty, but it's, well, there's a lot of clouds, you'd say, I believe we're going to have a
rain.
And if you're talking about that kind of day, if it doesn't really rain, but it's just kind of overcast, you'd say it's a
hazy.
Okay. Now, if it's been real pretty, and then the clouds start coming in, you think it's going to rain, you'd say the weather is
changing.
Mm-hmm, is it? And if it's been cloudy and the clouds pull away and the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is.
I would guess I'd say it changed.
Okay. Now, what would you call a heavy rain that just lasts a little while?
Shower.
Mm-hmm. And how about a storm that has thunder and lightning?
You mean, what would you call it?
Yeah, what would you call that? You might
I would say
a storm.
Storm.
Okay, you just call it a storm. You
yes.
Don't say thunderstorm or electric.
Well, I guess you would say if it's a lot of lightning, it would be electric storm.
Some people might say
yes.
That. Yeah, okay. If the wind was real high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind.